Hello and welcome to everyone listening to Chelsea's Corner of the Written in Melanin podcast, the space where you come to get your weekly dose of melanated creativity. Wherever this day may have found you, I'm so glad that you are here. I am your host, CM Lockhart, an author of fantasy books featuring Black girls who aren't all that nice, and the owner of the Melanin Library, your place to find books of all genres written by Black authors. Chelsea's Corner is the segment of the podcast where I give you guys a peek into my world of writing and share my writing journey. The successes, the struggles, the setbacks, and the triumphs. I'm here to share it all with you guys. That being said, let's get into my biggest struggle of this week, and that was staying on track with my outline and not getting lost in the creation process. Now, normally, I am the type of person where I am not even using an outline, okay? I am a pantser by nature, which means I like to make everything up as I go along. However, I am writing a fantasy, and I recognize that there is a certain level of structure that I need when I'm writing the story, and because of that, I need an outline. And my compromise to that is actually just outlining the chapters as I get to them. So I'm not the person who's going to sit down and make a giant outline before I start writing and expect to stick to it. I write chapters as I go along. So as I'm finishing chapter 13, I will outline chapter 14 while it's still fresh in my brain and I know exactly what needs to happen according to what happened in the previous chapter. That's just kind of how I worked around my brain not wanting to cooperate with me the way that I needed to cooperate with me to be successful. That being said, this week, I don't know, you guys, I was just struggling so hard to stick to my outline. Like the part of my brain that wanted to be creative literally wanted to do everything. And I don't know if it's just me, but I know a lot of times when we talk about having a writer's block, it's like I don't have anything. Like there are no characters in my head, there's no plot. I am just completely blocked. But for me, sometimes it's the other end of the spectrum. I want so much to happen. So many of the characters are talking to me. So many things want to be on the page that I'm just kind of like overwhelmed by it all. And then that also prevents me from writing. And that's the kind of headspace that I was in this week. And I was just like, yo, I don't know what I'm finna do, bruh. This is not working. And the only way that I was able to get through it, honestly, is by opening up a physical notebook with pen and paper and writing down my thoughts. And I know that's kind of crazy, kind of wild, but for me personally, I know there are a lot of writers and authors in general who just love the physical feel of, you know, a notebook and paper. Everybody has their preference. For me, I prefer a keyboard only because my brain moves at rapid pace and I can keep up with it typing a lot faster than I can keep up with handwriting. And when I am keeping up with my handwriting, I can't read it later. It's just ineligible, even to me. So that's just like my personal backstory, right? My origin story. That being said, in order to like work out this thing in my brain where it was just like, no, we're not going to stick to the outline. We're going to go off into the forest over there that is completely full of plot holes and we're just going to live there. I was like, you know what? Notebook. So I sat down and I wrote all the ideas that I had for my characters, all the plots, all the twists that I thought would make for good reading. And I realized that they weren't bad ideas. There were just too many of them for me to fit them into one chapter. So what I ended up doing was once I wrote them down, I circled the ones that were like, okay, I can keep this and I can keep that. And the other ones, I was like, I will save them for another day, another book, another chapter, but it's not here. And doing that focused my brain so much that I was able to actually do what I set out to do, which brings me to my next point, my biggest win for this week. I completed a 4-hour writing stream and surpassed my word count goal. And for those of you who don't know me, I guess I should introduce a little bit of background information about me and my work. My current work in progress is actually called We Are the Origin. It is a fantasy novel. It's book one of two books that I'm planning to write. And it is about a group of assassins who must work together in order to save the gods and their realm from complete destruction. And currently, as of recording this podcast, I have 67,248 words, and my goal is to have 80,000 words before January 11th, which is when I'm exchanging works with Amanda Ross. She's my CP. Also, if you have not heard of Amanda Ross, you should go check out her Witchkind series because it is amazing. Slight plug. But that being said, back to me, because this is Chelsea's Corner, right? I'm currently on chapter 14 of hopefully about 20 chapters. That's what I'm aiming for, about around 20, maybe less around 19, maybe more around 21, 22, but we'll see how that works out in actual practicality. But that being said, I am a lot closer to my goal because something that you have to know about me is that I like streaming. I need things to hold me accountable because I am usually not very accountable to myself. I know this about myself. It is something that I've struggled with my entire life and is something that I've learned that I just need workarounds for. And one of those workarounds is on Mondays and Thursdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I stream writing sprints. And basically, if you've never heard of writing sprints on the internet, it's literally where just me and other writers get together and we write. So we set a time. Usually for me and my sprints, I do 30-minute sprints. There are other people on the internet who do writing sprints. They usually do 20 minutes. I like 30 minutes because I like to feel like I'm getting something done. That's just me. That's a personal thing. If you don't like it, that's fine. But yeah. Anyway, I stream Mondays, Thursdays, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Twitch and YouTube. If you want to follow me, I will leave a link to both those channels wherever the about description box is, wherever you're listening to this at. But normally, my streams are only about 2 hours. We do 3 30-minute sprints, and then we chat in between. So by the time all that's done, it's 2 hours. That's it. Cut off. Everybody going about their day. They live their best lives. That's it, right? This week I did a 4-hour stream, and the reason that I feel like that's such a win is because I held myself accountable to the point where I was like, I'm not going to stop streaming until I have hit my word count goal. Because if I wasn't, I would have just been like, oh, I can't focus. I will deal with this another day. And that wouldn't have been conducive to actually getting the book done. And it definitely wouldn't have been conducive to getting it done on time. And I, honest to goodness, y'all, I do not want to be that critique partner where I have to tell Amanda and be like, so I know we said we were going to exchange on this date, but it ain't done yet. Like, I just don't want to be that person. So I'm really trying to like meet this goal and challenge myself. And doing that stream, I was just like, not only did I get through something that could have been a major setback for me, I also helped other people meet their productivity goals because they were writing with me. And it just felt really good to like actually not quit or put it off and procrastinate and to make real progress. And then not only did I make progress and hit my goal of 3,000 words, I also got like 1,000 words beyond that. So I made real progress. And I don't know, I'm just really proud of myself. That is my win for this week. If you guys are listening to this, wherever you're at, please let me know what your wins are too, because I would love to know. But that being said, that is it for this episode of the Written and Melanin podcast. If you would like to support me, CM Lockhart, and my books, then consider joining my Patreon. For as little as $2 a month, you'll get exclusive updates and early release chapters of my books. Simply head over to patreon.com/CM Lockhart to sign up. And if you feel so inclined, please feel free to rate this podcast wherever you're listening to this at, or leave a comment on the Written to Melanin website letting me know your thoughts about today's episode. That's it, you guys. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, I hope all of your books are full of melanin.